Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
33169.
Thank you. And what's your name, ma'am?
And Dream Eaton.
Yes, ma'am. I did find the account. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
19031 Northwest 12th Avenue, Miami Gardens, Florida, 33169.
Thank you, Ms. Eaton. Give me 1 second. I'm waiting on your account. This is due to that foot massager that was ordered March the 20th, 2022, with a shipping fee of $11.94. And you also had a warranty that came along with that warranty for that massager. Now, I explained to you that foot massager is a welcoming gift from our factory direct store. And once you guys get those products from that site, you become a member of that site. As it stated in the terms and conditions, that the account will be billed that membership fee within 48 hours of the purchase. So that's a membership fee.
And that's when they canceled that membership fee.
You should have also been gifted, and you know what? It is canceled. I'm sorry, I just seen that.
It's canceled, but it was still billed. And they gave me a confirmation number to show that it was canceled.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm looking at that now. I seen that late.
I understand. So is there a way I can get reimbursed for the membership fee, the $67.32? Because they didn't tell me when I was filling out the survey.
Ryan, you weren't. Yes, ma'am. And you weren't billed after that, after you canceled.
I was billed before I canceled.
Right.
I found out about it, and then I called and canceled. And it got posted on my account today. $67.32.
Yes, ma'am. And those membership fees, they are normally refunded, but I'm going to see if I could go in today and use my courtesy code for you, ma'am, and get a 35% refund off of that $67.32. And I can provide. Yes, ma'am. And you already been canceled out. So I'm apologize about the inconvenience, but I wanted to make sure that you knew that everything was stated in the terms and conditions about how the account would be billed. But give me 1 second, please. And you said you already have that cancellation code?
Yeah, let me give it to you. Hold on.
All right. No, ma'am, I won't need it. I won't need it. I just want to make sure that you had it.
Let me verify that it's the right code. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, you're okay. You're okay. Take your time, ma'am. And that will get you $23.56 to be refunded to your account.
I thought she was going to refund the whole $67. That's not doable because the code I have is KC, as in Kingston College, 021. So what you're telling me is the $67 can't be refunded more than $23?
I see. And it's really what the system spit out, ma'am. Like, once we put y'all cancellation codes in, then the system will spit out a number, and we have to give it to you. It's really based on how long you had the account. And when I went back in, I got you up to $33.66. That's a 50%, but I know that's the most that I'll be able to do.
That's fine. Go ahead and do that.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. And they'll be in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
No problem, ma'am. And you have that cancellation code, and I also get this information to your email.
You have my email?
Yes, ma'am. The I think that's Andrian.
Ellison, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. If you could please send me an email confirmation also.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. And you'll see that same cancellation code. And they'll verify that you got the account canceled and refunded, ma'am. And yes, ma'am. It'll take effect immediately.
Thank you.
No problem. You too, and I thank you for calling customer support, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, good day, ma'am. All right.